T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Kesha tickets coming up at 7 o'clock.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon, 10K and 5K.
Yeah.
Use code RadioAlice2020 to save $5 on registration. Sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. That's GetFitKPSF.com. This Saturday at 1 o'clock, the Niners will play the Vikings in the football playoffs. I'm just reminding you so that you don't find yourself somewhere.
Right. Oh, no, we're going to a brunch.
No, you need to be in front of your TV or
I didn't tell you.
At Levi's at 1 o'clock this Saturday. That's a real...
Go Niners.
Right. I saw this morning and was... Is heartbroken the right word? Maybe.
Okay.
24 Australians in the state of New South Wales have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires.
Oh, my God.
So, as...
What the F are they doing?
I don't know.
Wait,
if this is...
Can you repeat that?
24 Australians in the state of New South Wales, which is a part of Australia, as we know, it's been in the news now for a month. Australia's on fire. They're in drought. They're in... It's fire season. They're dealing with the same kind of thing we deal with here in California. And we've seen this. In fact, one of the weird stories I did was about a guy who flew here from, what was it, Alabama?
Something.
And was caught setting fires in the East Bay.
Yeah, right.
He was on his way home. He was like trying to fly out of town when they caught him.
Mm-hmm. Bastard.
Anyway, I don't know if this is fire bugs or if this is someone who was trying to do a controlled burn and then it got away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have that. But they say 24 Australians have been arrested since early November for intentionally setting fires as record large blazes continue to burn across the country. There have been 24 people charged with deliberately setting fires, among 183 facing legal action in the state.
Wow.
They say there have been a bunch of arrests for discarding lit cigarettes or matches on land, and others doing not complying with the state's fire ban, which could be a burn in the house.
Right,
or
right.
There's a lot of reasons why people do burns that I'm not familiar with.
Right.
Whether that's...
Right.
Today is Wednesday.
A controlled burn or just how you get rid of your trash, which I don't think is right. But
on Monday, someone texted in, Vinny, that over 100 teenagers had been arrested for setting fires. And so I went and, you know, I was trying to do some research. And I just saw stories of, you know, 2, 3, 4 teenagers here and there that were arrested for setting fires. Like, is that the trend over there right now? I don't know.
You would think that by the time half the koala population is wiped out, they go, oh, crap, we probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, exactly. So I was interested to hear if there was any ages, if there was any ages there.
No details, but
horrible.
I do know when I was in junior high, I can remember their names, but I won't say them because this was, these two dudes, friends of mine, they were after school, but they were at the school playing with fire and they burned down part of one of the buildings.
No.
And they were caught and it was one of those mega things where there they were playing with matches and I think they were burning bugs or something stupid like that. Mm-hmm. And then it got away from them and they had to yell for help and... You know, I don't even know what it cost their parents or how that affected their lives for, you know, years.
Oh,
thank God you
were
playing with them that day.
I know. You're right.
Sounds like something you didn't you light the curtains on your house on
I've
fire?
I've had
with your
problems of my own, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about truly vandalizing a school is what that amounted to. And in this case, the fires are clearly out of control.
Oh, my God.
And you've mentioned, we've all heard the numbers of just wildlife affected, not to mention they've had, I want to say it's about 24 deaths.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. I think it went to 25 yesterday.
Yeah, I believe so.
So anyway.
A couple texts, Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
530 says, hey, A-N-N. Actually, it's a lot more than 24 people that have been arrested across all states, not just South
New South Wales. Right.
It's so sad. I have friends that live in Victoria, another state in Australia, that that say dozens and dozens of people are being arrested for arson and intentionally setting fires.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get that at all. I mean, I know that there is a thing, a fire bug thing. People have a thing for fire and they set fires.
An addiction.
I don't know.
Mm.
No
Let's
excuse in my
up.
Mind.
Yeah.
So listen, I teased you with a story of high importance.
Oh, yeah, having a failure in the pants?
Well, I used a couple terms that some of you may have heard in your life.
Loser.
Loser, worst lay of my life, one pump chump, never again.
Which one are you, Vinny?
I've never been any of those guys. I don't
want to. One pump chump.
This reporter is not here to make
the
story about
himself.
Yeah,
we've heard stories about you. You miss work one day.
Just to make up for the one pump chump.
How dare you bring that up?
How dare you act like this has never happened to you?
Yeah.
Well, the truth is, if I am going to comment from my own personal life, I would have killed for one of these devices in my teens.
Oh, let's hear
Absolutely.
This. So, teenagers, listen up.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'd seen videos. I know it's supposed to last longer than it is.
This is just too excellent.
I mean,
it's getting away from me.
I
just gotta let it go. I don't wanna. I can't. Don't move.
So this product made its debut at the CES 2020 in Vegas.
Consumer Electronics Show.
Right. So what it is a Band-Aid that goes on your perineum.
Okay.
Do you know what a perineum is, everybody?
It ain't unusual to talk about that area.
A man puts it right behind the
behind and between.
Right.
Yeah.
In between.
It's a little fleshy bridge.
Yeah. There's the item. The company is called Morari, and it just unveiled a new product that people are calling a Band-Aid. It's about Band-Aid size. It's, you know, about that big.
Okay.
Your two fingers. So you put it in a very private area.
Yeah.
It does have a controller. This is a one-time use item that is going to retail for $25.
Piece or for a box?
A piece.
Wait, so you put it on there.
You put it
on
there.
And then it has some kind of controller?
Yes.
That you hold in your hand. So your partner knows that this is...
Well, they don't have to. There's ways that you could go about not having this be known.
Hold on, I gotta dial something up.
No, but so according to the story, now I have
don't
a couple stories in front of me.
Don't touch right there. You don't want to know.
Turn the lights
off. The guys
off.
Who have wigs on who are like, turn oh, don't touch lights. My head.
Yeah.
The Band-Aid part is attached to the Band-Aid part is a battery connected to electrodes designed to send mild electrical impulses to whatever area of the flesh it's attached to, in this case, where you have it.
Yeah.
So many of you have felt these as forms of recovery for muscle pain or something.
Oh.
They're little electric pulses.
All right.
You may have felt that before then. But in this case, it's attached to your middle.
You're zapping your taint. What's happening.
You are, and it delays male finish.
Oh, boy. It just sounds. It sounds like it might be. Like
they
if
say,
everybody,
it could go real wrong.
It's designed to stimulate and confuse the nervous system with one goal in mind:
I'm
delaying
confused.
The male finish.
Hey, what are you doing to me down here? Leave me alone, man. I'm on a mission.
So in this case, I'm
so you would have paid the $25 a pop for this.
Absolutely. Look, all I wanted to do was that, and then to get there and have it only last. I never finished, so the term premature, I think, is, in some cases, refers to not even...
You didn't even get there.
Right.
At least if you're a one-pump chump, you...
You did
You arrived
breach.
In the area.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Right. I don't even think that the one pump necessarily refers to the one, but even five isn't enough.
Right. No, well, look, there's a little, you know, there's some, there's a little bit of work at the beginning there.
We
got to get things situated.
Never mind.
Before you can really start the process.
I mean, this is a subject that men don't want to talk about. And I truly used to think, how do I get better at this? Mm. And no one ever said, well, one of the things you can do is Kegels, which even to this day, I'm like, yeah, I should do some of those. And then I never think about it again.
The only time I really do Kegels is when you guys are talking about
them. I know. We're
I'm sitting here doing them right now. I'm like, yeah, I should do more of these.
And I want to, and I truly do want to be good at that. And yet the only functional way that I have found that works for me, even at this late stage in life, is to just
use it a lot.
Take care of that
it's 1 o'clock.
On my own once a day. And then if it comes up, I'm ready. Mm. Otherwise, I'll be like, oh, God. Yeah. I don't have the control I should. No, don't move.
Well, it works when we say hurry up.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, that's it. I think this is an interesting product. The weird part is it also, its debut was at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, why didn't Scott tell us about this yesterday?
I'm sure he wants no part of this story.
He's an upstanding newsman.
This is the number one male sexual dysfunction, this prematurity. Mm. Guys finishing too soon.
That's
number
one.
Has it not crossed your path?
Sure.
In your many...
I was like, well, that was fast.
Yeah.
Partnerships, partnerings,
happened to everybody.
Couplings.
I'm feeling a little...
Yeah, it's happened to everyone.
A little dissatisfied. Really? Is that all we... Are you... Now you're asleep. Okay.
So...
Well, I'm glad you had fun.
Over the years that had happened to you, was that the last? Were you like, okay, well, that's never happening again?
Yeah. Listen,
sure,
I mean...
Sure, that
it was
has
never
happened
happening
where
again
I'm
anyway.
Done.
It was
I'm done
stand.
With that person. And maybe give him another chance, maybe.
Sure, maybe, you know. I liked them a lot. I had the opposite
I'm sure
problem.
They had other great qualities.
There was this one guy, I really liked him.
Yeah.
And we hadn't done it yet. But we were getting kind of busy.
What's his name?
I don't want to say his name.
Oh, shoot.
Is it John?
His first name was Pete.
Oh.
It was in college. And we're just heavy petting. We're not actually doing it.
Oh,
and,
Peter.
And I'm telling you.
Peter.
No, not Peter. I was doing stuff to him. And I swear to God, like 45 minutes later, I quit. I was just like, I'm done. He's like, no, don't quit now. I'm like, I gotta go to class. This is ridiculous. I'm not doing this.
Yeah. I mean, you get bored.
Oh, my God, really?
Is this ever happening?
And he's a young man.
Yeah.
Or was he?
He was a young man. Yeah,
oh,
he was a college kid.
Wow.
But it was, I felt like I've spent a lot of time thinking about it. Not a lot. I don't think about it every day, but you reminded me of it because it's the absolute opposite problem. And I was just like, forget that.
First of all,
that's taking way too long. I'm not interested in that dude at all anymore. No thanks. I don't want another round of that.
And this
is
unfortunate because it probably played into the problems I'd had later in life. But I found that I had better control when I had some drinks.
Oh.
So that was one of the things that I had to relearn.
Whiskey.
When I quit drinking.
Whiskey
was like, oh, God. My secret
that
ingredient.
That can actually push you to the point where it isn't going to happen.
I was going to say, to finish the thought, the only time I've ever not been able to was because of that.
Yeah.
Where I was.
I just can't feel anything below my belly button. I see that things are happening. I'm not blind.
I'm dead down here.
Right.
Anyway, the Mirari, if you're interested, is going to cost $25. The Mirari. It's not reusable. And the CEO of the company says early research has suggested that men are willing to do whatever it takes and pay any price. Mm. So this is not going to be the $25 price tag. They don't think is going to be an issue at all.
Right. Well, good for them because that is going to make them some money. Congratulations, guys.
Mirari.
It's like a Ferrari.
Meh.
I mean, imagine you finally have the confidence. You get that lady that you're so thrilled to finally be there with, and you know you're going to be able to, you're good.
Mm. As long as she doesn't find the device you've got tucked back there. What's this? Well, nothing.
Can you buy it from the store, online? Do you have to have a
probably
prescription?
Right now. Well,
however people get their hands on it.
What if someone has a heart problem and you jolt? something.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm only working off of my own experiences, yeah. But this is a young man's problem, mm-hmm. and I don't expect a guy in his 50s to need that.
Yeah. This is for the kids.
I think so.
Some for you kids.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast fact.
Only about 15% of the buildings in the United States with more than 13 stories have a 13th floor.
What percent?
Only about 15% of the buildings in the United States with more than 13 stories have a 13th floor.
Well, they have a 13th floor, but they haven't named it that.
Of right. the superstition right? yeah. around the number 13. Yeah, but you'd think people would go, no, someone there would go, no, the number after 12 is 13, dude.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sorry, snap out of it.
Only 15% of the time do people listen. I don't think I've ever noticed whether or not, like at the Embarcadero Center, was there a 13th floor?
I never even thought about it. How many floors? We had 32 floors.
Well,
at the
we were on the 32nd.
We were on the 32nd floor, but there was like 38 floors, uh-huh. I think.
Can someone who works at the Embarcadero Center please call us or text us, 800-400-3697? I'm just out of curiosity because we worked there all those years and I cannot remember if there was a 13th floor or not.
Me neither. And are all the Embarcadero centers the same height?
No.
No.
They're not. They're all different. Okay.
Well, I don't know if they're... aren't there two short ones in the middle and two tall ones on the end?
Yeah. The
I don't know if they're all the same.
I think they're different.
Each one?
No, I don't know each one, but I don't think they're all the same.
Okay. Yeah.
There was a video game based on the TV show Home Improvement for Super Nintendo in 1994.
Oh.
It didn't come with instructions. It said, quote, real men don't need instructions.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Isn't that funny? That's the
really
joke.
Funny.
There's the punchline. You get it home and you go, I can't.
Well, the real punchline is the first I'm hearing of this ever is 25
right.
years later.
Sure.
So maybe if they'd included instructions, it would have been.
It didn't work out for them. You're
and
right.
There was no YouTube.
Yeah. YouTube. You're the best.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. My first day on the green was in 1980. We were talking about. These festival shows.
Yeah.
My first day on the green was 1985. Scorpions, Rat, Y&T, Metallica
awesome.
With Cliff Burton, Yngwie Malmsteen's Rising Force, and another German band called Victory. I turned 18 days, 2 days earlier. Had to be 100 degrees that day. One of the girls I was with passed out in my arms.
Oh.
Bill Graham hosed us down with cool water from the stage.
Yeah.
Hell of a show. Hell of a day.
Wow.
That is a neat memory.
Yeah. Those were so fun.
What was Y&T's hit? Name it.
I would know it if I heard it.
I used to play them on the rock station, and I can't even remember
Hold
it.
Hold on. You know what? I bet I have some right in my library.
I don't have any, but I know I played it.
Summertime Girls.
Yes. Oh. That's
Summertime Girls.
I think they had like one other one, though.
You want me to name a few?
Yeah, old ones, though, you know.
Well, how old? 84. Don't Stop Running, Lipstick and Leather, Midnight in Tokyo, Rescue Me.
Hmm.
Mean Streak. I remember that.
Mean Streak.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Somebody else has a song called
Y&T sounds like AC/DC, don't they?
You think?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember them. I'm telling you, I know I played
so.
Them on
I
my
think,
rock
I feel
station.
Like they're way lighter than AC/DC.
But... I can't remember them.
Oh, shoot. Y&T, they're playing Vinny Saturday, January 11th, Santa Cruz, at where?
The Beach Boardwalk?
The Catalyst.
Oh, yep. The Catalyst.
Yep, it's right there.
How funny. Y&T, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm spelling it wrong.
Well, they're local, right? They're local dudes.
They are?
Yeah. Out of, Oakland, Hayward.
Y&T.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At least some of the guys, yeah. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
These are like the beginning of glam rock.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
This is what we do when Bryn's not here. We hold our phones up to the mic.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right, hold
nope,
on.
Nope, I don't remember that.
Yeah. You don't remember that song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, I totally remember that.
I didn't know these guys.
Mm. Yep.
That's funny. That must have been what I had to play.
Probably.
I had so many bad songs on my playlist, though. I probably played that one over Flight of the Angels by Slaughter.
Right. Sometimes you got to choose.
Cornball. I'm out of time.
Oh,
what's coming up in the trash?
Well, I got Kesha tickets and the story about Kesha and more.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.